when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
All right, so this week I want to talk about the act of getting started. This is something that I really struggle with. And, you know, I was doing a lot of thinking about this. I think a lot of times we don't get started with our projects because we're afraid and we're scared. So you're sitting on this big idea, you're sitting on, you know, a vision, a dream, a project, whatever it might be. And you're thinking and strategizing about it, but you haven't just gotten started. And I dealt with this as well, even with job logs. And I think really the difference between very successful people in this world and unsuccessful people is that they got started.
Yeah.
They put their stuff into the universe. So, you know, your project idea might be great or it might flop, but you won't know unless you get started. So, you know, starting is the first step. And, you know, I was reading this James Clear article. It's called Why Getting Started is More Important Than Succeeding. And it spoke about why excellence, you know, as we think about it, and perfection isn't really required for growth. So stay with me.
Okay.
So, you know, I think a lot of times when we're approaching a new topic or a new project, we think that we have to get it right the first time when we put it out there. But really, that process of failing is what helps you to learn what not to do.
Yeah, that works with writing too. They call it the, can I curse on you?
Not a lot, lightly.
All right, first job walks curse word, your shitty first draft. And it's just about like getting it out, getting it done, and then you can come back and improve on it and make it better.
Yeah, so, you know, I just wanna encourage you all to get started. If you're sitting on a great idea, a business project plan, the world needs it. The world wants your idea. So go ahead and get started. You're always going to get better. So, you know, if you start with version one and you fail a couple times, you get to version two, version three, version four, version five before you really hit your moneymaker. If you don't start, you're robbing yourself of that time to get to that version five. And
right.
So it's really important to just go ahead, put your stuff into the universe and get started.
Get going.
Get going, folks. So we want to hear from you. If you are sitting on an idea or a project and you've been struggling with that like I do very frequently, then leave us a comment on joblogs.com. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at joblogs. We want to hear from you and we want to encourage each other. Make sure we're getting started and putting our work into the universe.
All right, that was our mini-sode of Job Logs. Stay tuned for a sneak peek for next week.
When you come out of jail or when you're about to go in, you know, you don't have much of a support system.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.